In recent years, we have found a way to make the can drive that benefits Helping Hand into a competition between the homerooms. The results produce more cans, but has the competition taken away from the focus on feeding the poor? When it comes to charitable causes, do the ends justify the means? The can drive did not start out as competitive as it is currently. In fact, up until just last year, there was barely any competition at all. Mr. Steve Aday saw this, and he decided to make a change.
The day they announced the can drive, I just started going around to all my classes and all my religion, study hall and everything, that we were going to beat Mount. The goal was to beat Mount.
And, in the end, it worked. Last year, we exceeded all previous years and beat Mount by coming together and competing with each other.
The faculty and several clubs and then the seniors, they really kind of got behind, let's make this a bigger deal. You know, you throw a competition to a lot of guys and those guys are happily going to hop on.
However, some might argue that having such a focus on the competition is superficial and hurts the meaning of something like giving to the poor. After all, even Jesus said, in Matthew chapter 6, verse 1, "Beware of practicing your righteousness before men, to be noticed by them. Otherwise, you will have no reward with your Father who is in heaven." Mr. Aday has a different point of view to this controversy.
I understand completely the whole, you know, when you give alms, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, and, you know, you should give to the poor for the sake of giving to the poor, and all that. I understand that. But I also think that, you know, these kids can learn a valuable lesson about service to other people while doing this, and also it becoming a bit of a competition. And
he thinks that the can drive even inspires a bit of humility.
And you hear a lot of these kids, especially by the end of the can drive, they've done all of these things, they've gone out of their way because they want to win, but they don't want others to know that I gave $100, or hey, I brought in 500 cans last night, or today, because last night I walked around in my neighborhood for 3 hours collecting cans. Like, they humbly turn these cans in because the homeroom might win overall, but you don't hear, you know, John Doe in the junior class brought in 3,000 cans by himself.
Mr. Aday thinks the humility and charity of giving to the poor can coexist and even be helped by the competitiveness of the recent can drives. But what do other members of the school think? Dr. Jennifer Gilley understands and supports Mr. Aday's idea.
I understand that the overarching goal of the can drive is a charitable event. At the same time, I think sometimes it's necessary to give some sort of motivation or incentive to do our best every year. And it's still benefiting the people who need the food, which is the whole point in the first place.
Junior Michael Miller agrees, even if not on a personal level.
It didn't motivate me as much, but I know there's some people that it really helped. People that get more into intramurals and wanted things like the buy and things like that.
At the end of the day, the food still gets to the poor, competition or not. The only difference is, with the competition, much more food is delivered. Sure, it might seem a bit pretentious and contradictory to revel in the glory of beating another homeroom in cans, but odds are that people receiving the food don't have a problem with it.